and natural willing is our only salvation, while the no willing of the artificially spoiled man, it is cancer. And by imposing an artificial structure, we will never be at peace, but we'll always need to find a change over and over. And there is still a profound incongruity in the bulletproof logic that modern human keeps on sophisticating. And one should halve what the circumstance proposes, not to die of stubbornness. And those that have reason to doubt the social structures are thrown off by those that are blindly engaged with it. And exchange is needed to add variety to our ordinarity, but when the actual exchange becomes the ordinarity, we have no longer a choice. And the impact with the social mass is a perpendicular jump into a void of indifference. And in the poor restriction of our everyday struggle, more fantasy is to be found than in the fat social vegetation. And the instinct to be in control of what we don't know is made obsessive by a technology that hides his processes. And the technical movement keeps us sedentary, yet revolving the balance within. And as social plans are carried out in their immediacy, they have no time to adjust themselves to the natural circumstances. And it is technology needing a rule to moderate its uncontrollable amplification. And one has to abandon his temporary beholding of beauty, not to have it congested by those that make the appropriation of it. And one needs systematic exploration of the physical and spiritual landscape in order to create a network of comparable references. And it is our inner self to be the most sensible precursor of the outer surroundings. And it's only through a juxtaposition of different aspects of the same matter that we will be able to draw balanced conclusions. And the most remarkable feelings results from the interference between the artificial and nature. And a moderate anonymity is the only guarantee to preserve desaturated knowledge and culture. And an involuntary revelation is far more precious than an imposed one. And our earthly work do not allow us to have our eyes standing, observing our next movement. And anonymity is the only possible coexistence in a society where relationships are made intolerable by technology. And the most dramatic singing inspired by nature is turned into the flattest whining interrupted by the overwhelmness of the technical medium. And what could be potentially found within us is shadowed by the blinding persuasiveness of commerce. And in the mediated network, our attention keeps floating from one point to another, but never finds peace for contemplation. and we zap through the many channels that are now conceived to be zapped and designed to make the highest provocation at any given moment. And the artificial medium loads us with a constant charge that doesn't suit our nature, requiring also periods of deloading. And we are spiritually drawn into a bottom-to-top inspiration that the social apparatus working from top to bottom disinhibit. And one should follow what the nature of the thing is experiencing suggests and does fluctuate without breaking. The physical and intellectual suicide are based on the hope surrounding us and can only be prevented by a conscious ignorance of the social truth. And it is by being receptive to the multiplicity of circumstances surrounding us that we can find an always fresh source of interest. And it may be the predominance of the social settings to disinhibit the germination of a new life. And a desire for a drastic change never occurs with nature, but via the rigidity of the social practices. And to believe that what happened to us is not only a coincidence, is the only way to add a deep significance to our otherwise superficial existence. And just when an understanding of how the present is a vital yet precarious connection between the past and the future, we will be able to appreciate it fully. And there won't be any way back from the social construction, but an explosion that would completely undermine it. And because of the immediacy of the medium it implies, society is a surface that can never get fixed. And in a state of barbarism, illusions are left to be defended, but in a spoiled civilization, nothing is left. And the fact is that machines are doing all the essential work, while humans are just kept busy with unnecessary trifles. And what will remain in the end after the artificial breakdown is our wounded nature to heal. And truth isn't in the subjectivity of the arts nor in the objectivity of science, but in an intuitive insight of a sensibility absorbing the outside. And one should always try to develop what comes naturally and not what he has to force. And when you least suspected, nature has laid this mortal veil on our ephemeral living. And awareness results either from a search of comfort in our discomfort, or discomfort in a too comfortable situation. And what will happen when the civilized ants, immune from the natural calamities, will construct an enterprise that is bigger than the actual root? And even the quasi-infinite ready-madeness provided by commerce will never fulfill the wide variety of our personalities. And when the time comes, things settle themselves naturally without violent inductions. And peace derives from a reflective confrontation with the natural beauty. And what is tradition, if not the maintenance of old rituals that have long lost their function. And the overly civilized man is no longer able to mutter any spirituality out of his sterilized cell. And if things aren't treated in the way they flow, a constant rebellion of the unnatural redirection will arise. And we are drawn into a constant retouching of the form when and we accumulate the dirt around and within us as we expect the machine to drastically clean after us. And the collective contemplational beauty is replaced with an objective analysis of its crystallization. Everything has its beauty. It is the predominance of the ambitious to have distinguishing contemplars to flee. And there is no apparent difference, but a substantial one between what is natural secondation and its accelerated reproduction. And we are given the heroic mission of reshaping society from above when it's us in the first place that needs reshaping. It is in a moment of complete devaluation that we reach the highest values, that only in a moment of prize we find the courage to exhibit. And the biggest achievement are only gained laterally when they are the least expected. And the continuous reframing and reshaping of knowledge is just an arrogant claim for the new that can anyway never be settled. And media is a psychological imposition that can only be overcome by a rational critique.